Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3. This episode is going to be called So You're Dating a Scammer. This episode is just funny to me because I've had experiences with dating scammers and I've had friends who've dated scammers, and it's a right way to date a scammer and there is a wrong way to date a scammer. So for me personally, when I've dated people in the past that I knew were scamming, it was just all about just having fun. That's number one, because scammers, they don't really save. They kind of just spend money because they know they're going to get the money right back. So you got to make sure you are a part of this journey with them. You have to be the fun girl, the girl who's down for whatever, can pack a bag at no time, can, you know, hit up the club and be in the section with them all the time. It's just really like a fun experience. And I only recommend doing this during the summertime. Like, well, I'm not in school, but it's just like more popping during the summer, because that's when like a lot of people visit the city. And yeah, now, you know, we all grown. So, of course, you know, dating a scammer, you know, there's a lifestyle that they live in. There's a lifestyle. If you want to be a part of it, you kind of have to live it too. So, of course, you're dating this person and y'all fucking or whatever. It is what it is. But also, don't be a fool or naive to anything that this person is doing, because whatever dream that they're selling, they're probably selling it to the next bitch as well. So I have time. Well, I've seen. Okay, let me give you one story, for example. So one of my old friends or whatever, she wanted to be a hot girl pretty much and have a man take care of her. So I was like, okay, I know this guy. I sent her his Instagram page. I was like, he's one of the hottest scammers in the city. So I don't know what way or how I was going to play this part or how I was going to put them together, but it just so happened that it worked out. So one night we were all in the club. He was there. She was there. They bumped into each other. She knew exactly who he was. So she played her role, right? So my thing is, this was the wrong way of doing this. So long story short, right? She met the dude. And my number one rule is, do not fuck a scammer on the first night, because at this point you ain't get nothing out of him. So number one, she fucked him on the first night, and I said that. I said, don't fuck him at all. Play your role, but don't fuck him. Strike number one, she fucked him. So then number two, she was staying in this guy's house like every single night, mind you, yet he still hasn't gotten her anything. They haven't been to the club together yet. They haven't went shopping, nothing. So I'm like, okay, you're sounding like a fucking idiot at this point. So number three, you know, I'm like, okay, well, y'all still kind of kicking it. What's next? So he was like, we found out exactly what kind of scamming that he did, because he clearly seen that she needed help, like with her car, the place that she lives. So he was like, I'm gonna put you on, but you gotta play your role. So she was like, okay, cool. So long story short, they did some account shit or whatever, right? So mind you, if I'm going to have somebody open up anything in my name, I need to make sure that I'm getting at least 50% of the profit, because I'm just not going to go down with nothing, like nothing at all. So he decided to open up an account, and I'm just going to throw out a number, $30,000 was deposited into the account, right? This girl only got $300 out of the $30,000. But what really pissed me the fuck off was that this nigga took that money and went to Dubai with it. So all on Instagram, and yet she's staying in his house. She's cleaning up his house and everything, make sure everything is in order. He's in Dubai popping bottles with mad bitches. Okay, cool. I don't have a passport, so I can't go to Dubai, right? So I was just like, well, you know, I'm thinking if this was me. Well, I have a passport, but she didn't have a passport. But I'm thinking like, okay, maybe he didn't invite me because I didn't have a passport, whatever, right? And so now this nigga's like, oh, yeah, I'm still going to turn up. I'm going to go to Vegas. So this nigga is in Vegas, did not invite this girl, yet this girl is still in his house. Still in his house every single night while he first was in Dubai for maybe like 2 weeks. Then he didn't even come back to Atlanta. He flew to Vegas and stayed there again for like a week and a half. So mind you, he is popping bottles, staying at the top hotels. The money was gone before it was ever even known that it was missing, type of thing. So that for me was like a big L. Like, I don't understand, and I will never understand that story, because I just found out that was just the stupidest shit I ever heard in my life, right? So one night we all decide to go out, and there's another, you know, scammer in Atlanta or whatever. And so he's hella cool. We walk into the club, boom, we in his section or whatever, popping bottles or whatever, right? So then there's nothing else to it. You get their money and you pretty much go about your life or whatever, but keep connections with them because, you know, it's cool to have somebody when you go out to take care of you, right? So we in the club and they're throwing like thousands of dollars. I'm not even joking. We're not in a strip club or nothing like that. And we are just sitting down and the guy is just throwing money. So for me, I'm like, okay, this money, I'm sorry, call me a hood rat, call me whatever you want, but I just could not let that money just sit on the ground. So my ass is legit clearing the section, but I'm not like on my knees or anything like that. I'm just casually just picking up the money while everybody is just partying their ass off. I'm legit just casually just picking up the money, like sliding into my purse, you know, whatever, right? So I put some in my friend's purse, and then by the end of the night, like, he ended up giving us like $100 each or whatever, whatever. So I came home with a pretty good amount of money or whatever, right? So my homegirl ended up getting that guy's number, and it worked out for her because he was in love with her. Mind you, this dude was ugly as fuck, number one. So he probably can't even get bitches without throwing out money in the first place. So she's like, you know, in Miami or whatever, and he's like, oh, do you need anything? And she's like, no. He was like, oh, but let me send you money anyway. So he ends up sending her like $500. And it's just that easy. It's just being the fun girl, no attitude when you're going out. You're down for whatever. You're having fun and you will be taken care of. That's it. It's nothing else to it. As long as you get their attention and you don't give them any sex, you'll pretty much get whatever you want. But if you get their attention and you give them sex too early, then you're not going to get anything out of them. And it's a rare occasion, especially if he knows the most of the time that he has to give a female money or do certain things for them to even be in their presence. Then that's one thing. But if you're popping pussy too damn fast, a nigga is not finna do anything for you. So it's a lot, I know, and it's not for everybody. I understand this, but it's reality, and it is something that happens out here. But for me, I ain't fucking on nobody. So it's just like, when I was doing all of that, I was honestly just the fun girl at the parties or whatever. And I dealt with one, and he took me everywhere with him, and it was cool. Like, well, when I was I was legit dating him. So of course, like, you know, we would have fun, do our thing, but I was everywhere with him. He took me all the places that I wanted to go, blah, 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 right? But, you know, just comparing, like, my situation and then, like, my old friend who just constantly just do it wrong and just get fucked over, like, it didn't make any sense to me. So, my advice, and this is not going to be, like, a long, you know, podcast episode or whatever, is that if you're dating somebody and you know that the main reason you're dating them is to get money out of it, do not sleep with them until you start getting money out of it. Now, if you are dating somebody to date someone, then please do not go into this situation about, you know, getting anything out of them, because that's just not how it works. If you're solely trying to get something out of somebody, then that is the role that you need to play. But if you're dating to fall in love, then there's no such thing as, in my opinion, of both. You get what I'm saying? Because if you know that you're seeking a scammer, then we know that he's living that fast life and he's jumping from bitches to bitches. But if you're not dating a scammer, then that's a whole totally different story. But anyways, like I said, you know, it's been around for a long time. And I didn't really get introduced to it, honestly, until I moved here. And it was a very, not necessarily a shocking lifestyle, but it's like they don't sleep because the money doesn't sleep. But I feel like scammers in Atlanta, they don't really be doing it right because they just go to the same club. Well, they, you know, they party 7 days a week. For me, I'm gonna be fucking traveling. I'm not about to be just sitting up in the club 7 days a week partying, blowing my money because that's something to do. Like, that shit gets old. And that's the type of shit, like, that they do out here. Only that dude was the only dude that I knew that actually took the money and went places, actually experienced life. But everybody else that scams out here do the same fucking thing. They just go to the club every week and pop bottles, go out to eat, and then that's it. Like, and get a Lexus or get a BMW. That's it. None of these niggas is doing anything else prominent with their money, from what I can tell, from what I can see. That's the type of niggas, scammers that I ran into. I haven't ran into any, you know, scammers that's actually doing anything with their money. So, you know, I'm not here to judge at all because, like I said, I've dated one before and it was for a short period of time. Now when I see him, it's high and by. I wouldn't even dare sit in his section. I wouldn't even dare get in his car because I'm not about to be, you know, entertaining this man ever again. But, like, if I was still, like, partying and wanting to be on the scene or whatever, then that would be my go-to guy. But other than that, you know, if you ever come to Atlanta and you meet a scammer, just know what you're doing and don't try to fall in love, because I promise you it's going to be another bitch in a week or two, or maybe even if you're good enough in a month or two. But that's it. You know, I was at home, and when things pop up on my mind that I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it. And yeah, I hope you liked it, and I will see you on episode 4. Bye.